Father, we pray for permanent and everlasting change. We just pray not for another church service. Lord, if we just come in here and just worship you, it would be so worth it to spend these next couple of hours, few hours in your presence. This is not an obligation. This is a privilege, Lord. This is the most important thing that we're doing in our life. And this assembly and coming together to commune with each other and commune with you, Father. We just thank you for it with all of our hearts. Lord, we pray that during this time, that in every moment of it, Lord, we pray that in every moment of it, that your Holy Spirit will continue to judge our hearts. Lord, we pray for edification. Oh, thank you, Father, when you edify us and you build us up. And we feel so wonderful in your presence and so encouraged because of your love. But we pray that also, Lord, just as much as anything else, it's a part of who you are as a loving Father, that you bring wisdom, counsel, and correction to our life. Lord, don't let us be the same this morning. Not one of us, from the man that's praying the prayer presently to anyone hearing it. Don't let us be the same when we leave. Father, I pray for every hug that is given out there this morning, that it will be without dissimulation, that it will be without hypocrisy, that it will be without pretense, that it will not be faking, but it will be truth. That it will be truth. And Father, I pray that in the name of Jesus, that the love of God, oh, I thank you for the day. It's not going to happen today, God. I know it's not going to happen today, and I'm not speaking negatively. But one day you're going to grow us up. I can feel the growing pains right now in my spiritual legs and knees and back. I can feel the pain as the flesh is being dealt with. But oh God, I'm so grateful that when we grow up into this head, which is Christ, there's a flash coming from heaven. There's a power that came like the day of Pentecost when they were one mind and one accord. When our petty differences and our unbelief and our unforgiving for each other falls by the wayside in the blood of Jesus. And we bow our knee and we forgive others like you've forgiven us. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that there's a power that's going to come like we've never seen before. And this city is going to say, those people know God. Those people know God. We'll be blessed, Lord. I want to thank you in preface. We're going to be blessed with a lot of miracles. But oh God, don't let us be known by a place where miracles are done. But oh God, that they will look at us and say, my God, I've never seen a bunch of loving people in my life. My God, those people walk in one mind and one accord. They walk in one mind and one accord. Boy, Father, I thank you. Now, Father, I don't think so. But if I have one teeny, 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 just one little teeny cell, one little thing that's in my heart against anybody in this room, I beg your forgiveness. I beg your forgiveness. God, you've washed me in the blood. You forgave me of a debt that is, God, I can't even describe the debt that you forgave me of. Lord, I will not go out to my fellow believer and put my hands upon his or her throat and demand recompense. I release them in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you. You're going to fall in this place. The day and hour is coming. Judge us, Holy Ghost. Judge us like a good father does. Spank us. Spank us real good. Oh, Lord. Spank us real good. Lord, we love you. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. Because, God, what I want to do is stand in front of you and not hang my head. I want to look into those black eyes of yours, Jesus, those piercing black marbled eyes that look straight through a man and say, Lord, yes. Yes. The flesh doesn't have to die in your presence. It doesn't have to be burned up in your presence. It died on the planet Earth. I love you, Jesus. And I give you all the praise. And I give you all the glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, man, I didn't expect that. Where am I? Hallelujah. Give somebody a hug. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. He is coming back. Wonderful things are going to take place before he gets here. Thank you, Jesus. But we're expecting him. We're looking for him. Hallelujah. Oh, we worship you, Jesus. We glorify you. We glorify you. Hallelujah. Harry, please. We worship you, Jesus. We glorify you. I have not stopped doing my miracles, saith the Spirit of grace. I have not stopped. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Do you need a miracle in your body? Just stand. Don't come down. Just stand where you're at. Hallelujah. What about you, Pastor? I'm standing already, so I don't have to stand, do I? Hallelujah. Father, we love you right now. Yes, amen. For let me speak to you as a father, saith the Spirit of grace. For your expectation must come up higher, and you must believe more and more. You must believe more and more in the present tense of my healing power, saith the Spirit of grace. For many of you are exercising yourself on a continual basis, bringing your soul and spirit into one, into that place of expectation. And I say unto you as a father, not as one angry or scolding, but there are at least 3 times this many that are standing, that should be standing. But you reserved yourself. Much of the reserve is this, that even though there is a place inside of you that believes that I can heal, you must revive continually on a continual daily basis, and sometimes many times a day, a continual expectation. A continual expectation of the present tense of my miracle working power. Rehearsing my word will do it. Speaking my word will do it. But living in the image of the present tense healing power of my son must be forever placed within your spirit. I'm looking for a word right there, Lord. That place must be forever. It's like seeing it as embroidered into your spirit. I almost want to use the word tattooed, but I don't really like that so much. But it's like that. It's like it becomes written so strong inside of you. This expectation is of my spirit. If you live in this expectation, the moment will come. It will catch many of you unaware. The moment will come where the absolute of the supernatural joins the natural, and you will possess in your body the thing in which you're believing me for, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. So right now, and I've got my eyes closed, and I hope everybody else does for your purpose. If there's anybody else that feels like you need to stand, if I had something that had been in my body as for a while, I would stand. Now lift your hands if you would, please. Father, I release this healing power. This that has come corporately to us, to those that are believing, and also along with the revelation of the Holy Ghost to stand in a very permanent present tense right now. I receive it right now. In the name of Jesus, I speak life to these bodies. I speak life to the eyes, and I speak life to the internal organs. I speak life to the backs. I speak life to the brains. I speak life to the chemical composition in their bodies and to the organs of their bodies and to the blood in Jesus' name. To cancer. Lord, to anyone in here that may have something already working in their body and it's not even been diagnosed. In Jesus' name, I command it to die. High blood pressure, I command you to come down. That cholesterol that is in those veins and in those arteries that are constricting and bringing such a high level of high blood pressure and heart disease, I command these things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ right now to stop, desist, be gone, leave their bodies in the name of Jesus. Let the virtue of the Lord to that infection that is in that foot that I know about. This is not supernatural knowledge that I know about. Right now, I curse that infection. I command it to leave in the name of Jesus. I command diabetes to leave in the name of Jesus. To every body in here, every body that is represented by diabetes in the name of Jesus, I command you to go in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Go in the name of the Lord. Lord, where demons, some of this is genetic breakdown, in any place where a devil is associated, we break off that devil in the name of Jesus. We command that devil bound and cast out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we pray that God, that when he goes to get seven more wicked, that Lord, that he will find not only the house garnished, but it be filled to capacity where it cannot get back in. The disease cannot get back in. The sickness cannot get back in. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the power of his healing stripes and his blood, in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray that you'll deal with the unforgiveness that has allowed different ones, not everyone, but just different ones. Any of the doors that have said, I'll live in this sickness because I will not turn someone loose. Father, forgive them, wash them, exorcise the devil and the sickness in Jesus' name. We worship you, Father. We bless you. We thank you for sending Jesus. We thank you for sending Jesus. We love you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to put some offering baskets up here in just a minute. Let you bring. We're going to ask you to pray. In about a month, Candy and I will be going to Tulsa. If the Lord speaks to any of you to help us go, and we're just going to go no matter what. And that's not a sarcastic statement. We would go, and because this is what we do, and this is what we do for you. And we'll just, you know, believe the Lord will provide the general funds for us to go. But sometimes God speaks specifically to people's hearts to sponsor part of that, and that would be good if he does. And that's all I need to say. Hallelujah. This is not to arouse your, like, oh, wow, that really, this is what I'm about to say is not to arouse you in a superficial way, but Homer's healing is increasing on a daily basis. And he's totally expecting that between now and then he's going to get his full sight. And so he's requested that he would go with me. So when that happens, if that happens, we want to, you know, pay his way to go too. So hallelujah. And then some other elders are going too. They said, who's going to stay here behind? And it doesn't matter. I mean, praise God. If all that happens, and it is, we'll just all go together. Hallelujah. Praise God. So you get an opportunity to give this morning. Would you help us out, please? And Father, bless this. We give you all the glory. We praise you. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Lord, if you did it for Peter and James and John, if John and Peter could go up at the hour of prayer and raise a man who had been lame from his mother's womb, if it happened to not just you doing it, Lord, but the disciples, and then throughout history, if we read about all the different mighty men of God and women of God, the Catherine Kuhlmans, the Smith Wigglesworths, who saw tremendous miracles. If you ever did it for one, you'll do it for all. I know you enough, not just by your word, if I did not know anything else, but just you by your word, that's enough. But I know you in person by intimacy, and I know that you cannot lie. You cannot lie. And so, Lord, for anyone that ever expects, truly expects, and just stays in that place of expectation, they will receive. It's impossible for you to lie, so it's impossible for them not to receive. If you did it for Smith Wigglesworth and wouldn't do it for us, very respectfully, Lord, I say this to you, you'd be lying. And I know you cannot lie. So, Lord, we believe in the days ahead. Such fantastic, wonderful, just humble miracles will take place. They'll be fantastic, but we will with humility receive them and walk in them because we didn't do it, but you taught us how to expect. And we thank you for this offering this morning. We thank you for all the mighty things that you're doing this morning. We give you all the praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, you can stand one more time. And you greeted everybody a while ago, so this is not necessarily that time. So if you could, please, if you have something, bring it down. And you can say hi to somebody just like with a wave. Hallelujah. All right. Glory. Well, Father, thank you for this offering. Thank you for the blessing of it. And everyone, Lord, in this house. And we give you all the praise and glory. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. If you guys will please.